Okay, Nicky, this is the moment, as many a singer and songwriter would actually say, where we're just about to launch the whole thing. Ed, you've already got somebody who has said that she's listening.
That's right. We're saying a hearty midweek drive. Good afternoon to Kelly Findlay. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Holly, would you like to say hello, Kelly?
Hello, Kelly.
Hello. Hey, so you're a friendly crew. You can also see us on the webcam as well. You should see the back of my head.
I'll wave.
It's fantastic. Are you waving, Cameron?
I am.
Would you like to say hello, Kelly, as well?
Hi. Hi, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, there we are. We'd say hello, Kelly. Yep. Hello, Hip Kitty. Let's move straight into the rock music as far as the show is actually concerned. Nothing left to burn. It's your choice. Cameron, why have we gone for this week?
Yeah, well, Hip Kitty are one of the hottest rock acts in Nashville. They've done a lot of touring. They've done a lot for military. They've appeared all over the world on military bases. And we're actually going to be featuring them on September 11th as Maple Star Music and Media does a special songwriter session to celebrate the troops at one of the clubs here in Nashville. So we're really looking forward to that. And I thought they'd be a great band to start off with. So please enjoy. This is the very first track from their album. This is Hip Kitty and Nothing Left to Burn on Siren FM.
Call me old-fashioned, but when there's nothing left to burn, you've got to set yourself on fire. It sounds like a pyromaniac's dream. What's going on there, you know?
I like the track. It's great.
And it's slightly dangerous as well, it has to be said. I mean, Holly, you know, when there's nothing left to burn, you've got to set yourself on fire.
Exactly. I love the vocalist.
Oh, Hip Kitty.
They're amazing to see live. And Mike, the band's guitar player, and I are going to see Iron Maiden tomorrow night in concert here in Nashville. So there's another rock thing for you.
Yeah. And, of course, next week it'll be at the same time as we'll be focusing on the fabulous world of the North of England Horticultural Society's Autumn Flower Show. More people have been saying they're listening online, haven't they, Nicky?
Oh, I think we're buzzing today.
What do you mean we're buzzing? We buzz every day, basically.
Well, we're extra, especially ecstatically.
Not in a wasp-like way, because that's
scary.
No,
because I have sphexophobia, so that would be really bad. The fear of wasps.
What?
Yeah, I know. I just spent my entire time just looking down at the script and thinking, let's get on, let's move on.
Can I give a huge, big, excited shout out? Thank you to Alison, Jack, Barb, Winks, and Petra Rovera. And also to Joe Whiting and Tony Carter from Everything Books and Authors. Thank you all for listening. It's so exciting to know you're out there.
Precisely, exactly. And you can listen again via the Podbean site as well. Anything else, Ed, that's come through?
No, but I did have a very good day today. And that's I twice an hour for a train, got on the wrong train, and then had to jump off. Oh. And then I missed the right train and had to wait another hour. It was a real John Cleese clockwise moment.
Yeah.
So I had 2 hours in Sheffield where I didn't bother.
You see, that basically is what we call the Lincoln rock and roll lifestyle, Cameron.
Yeah, it's just so is.
Well sorted through there, no messing about whatsoever. You know, Hannah.
In Sheffield, I spent a week in Sheffield one afternoon.
Yeah. Hannah Sylvester, in terms of rock and roll, what did you make of Hip Kitty?
I really quite liked it. Had my toes tapping.
Oh, very good. That's excellent stuff there. And obviously we had thumbs up from Nikki. Ed, which key was it in?
It was in a kind of Dorian mode, so...
Dorian mode?
Neither major nor minor. Wow. Kind of modal, a lot of open fifths there, but as a lot of music in that style is, it roots on a D.
Still to come, we've got notes from a very small island, Anna Maria Lewis, and the editor of Farmers Weekly, working for your farming future. I know, it's rock and roll. Xander Demos, rock guitarist / shredder. I always thought that was what you did with paper, actually. You know, shredder, is that like Axeman and sort of holding up his shredding thing from that point of view? Is going to be performing a fantastic version of the Don Headley Boys of Summer, which I'm not only one for cover versions, but this is extraordinarily wonderful. Michelle Monroe is back with us. Nick Elliott, ace rock photographer, will be with us too, as indeed with the lead guitarist with The Hush. And we've got the latest news on their musical journey, plus Burt Bulos, actor and producer of shows such as NCIS, ER, 24, Alias, Godzilla, and of course working with Phil Leonis on The Lady Killers, still to come. Cameron, any questions you'd like to put to Nicky Wells about the reasons why people should actually rush out to Lincoln Libraries tomorrow and indeed go online and actually get hold of a copy of the Rockstar Romance Trilogy, Volume 3, Sophie's Encore?
Well, I think I don't really have any questions about it because I'm kind of...
You like it, don't you?
That's right. I really liked it. And I've said before, you know, I wouldn't... if somebody said, here, read this chick lit book, I probably wouldn't. But I really enjoyed it because the rock thing is there and it's very real. I really like it.
It's real, Nikki.
It certainly is. I've done my research.
Did you feel it was real? Just holding the book, Hannah, did you feel it was real?
It's very weighty.
It moves rapidly, though. Rapidly weighty and real. Did you like the touch of the book, Ed?
Absolutely. Can I just pick you up on what you say about real?
Yes.
Got a message from Kelly. There's nothing more surreal than listening to a radio station and the crew all saying hello, Kelly, in unison.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what we do, Kelly, because that's what we are.
Well,
you
know, Kelly's a perusing princess, so she definitely deserved a unison shout-out. Mm-hmm. And there was another one there. Go, Kelly.
A perusing princess.
Yeah, ace blog.
I used to think that was what was describing Holly Cox, but never mind. Holly, in terms of perusing, we won't talk about that now, etc., how did you feel about the book? I mean, you've had a quick look through the Sophie's Encore text.
Yes, I have. Mm. It's really exciting because it's here.
It's here. It's here. It's
quite literally.
I'm so excited about it.
And if you want the same excitement, dear listener, and you'd like to share that excitement with your friends, then you know what you've got to do.
Of course.
Buy the book. Yeah. It's quite simple. You know, no messing about. It's sorted out on that basis. Okay, time is moving on extremely quickly, as you'd expect with respect to the show. We're going to find out about District Herbs in a whole variety of other bits and pieces. Number 10 in the top 10 list a couple of weeks ago in the Lincolnshire Echo of things to actually go see, do and play with and all the rest of the bits and pieces. We'll find out more about what Lincolnshire Cobra Elite is actually involved with. Cameron, Argent, do you think that's too old a selection for this particular show? I mean, you know, do you think Argent, it's not rock and roll enough, or would you say Rod Argent, he was a rock star in his time?
No, I think Argent's entirely relevant.
Well, let's just... Holly, have you ever heard of Argent?
No.
No. Mind you hadn't heard of T-Rex on your very first show, is
it?
It's okay. It's just with us. That's the important thing. And Hannah Argent?
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
What was happening in the 1970s in Lincoln? Right, answers on a postcard. How can people get in touch with us, Ed, by the way, if they are sort of wanting to sort of say, I'd like to have a shout out as well?
Well, you can do it by emailing studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or you can find the Southside Broadcasting Facebook page and you can leave a message for us there.
Yeah. Argent, Nikki?
No.
No. Okay, last two questions for Cameron Tilbury, please, Nikki.
Cameron, have you had a really fantastically, excitingly interesting time with us on the telephone today?
It's always a blast being with you all, and especially today. It's great to be part of the launch.
Brilliant. And can we look forward to connecting with you again really soon?
You got it, baby.
So that would be Rod Argent. That would be Hold Your Head Up. Can't believe you never encountered that one before, Hannah. But, you know, clearly another little musical bit of excitement, perhaps.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Well, we like to think so. You know, just as that's one of the reasons we actually go to...
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Quite rightly so, too. Anna, have you ever seen yourself as being a rock chick?
Yeah, there was a time, actually, where I actually invested money, and don't laugh, in a black leather miniskirt.
Nice.
And I bought some red food colouring and dyed my hair and sprayed it viciously with hairspray, and it was really cool. So much so, no one actually recognised me, so it was good, yeah.
There we are, you see.
Those were my experience as a rock chick lasted all of one night.
Rock chick in disguise for one night. It's brilliant. In the studio, Nikki Wells, of course, ace author, and indeed the person who coined the phrase, Notes from a Very Small Island.
That was me. Hi, Anna Maria.
Fantastic. Hi.
And we are privileged now to hear the author orate. Yes, a little feature that we're sort of putting together here. Occasionally it's been a case of a random page selection. I've been the person who's one foot gone, jumped into the whole thing. But now I think, Nikki, you wrote it. You should read it.
I'll do the first
wonderful.
Reading.
So
I'll
do do you want to set the scene for the team? You know, for obviously ready for the audio book, for Anna Maria, for Ed, for Holly, for Hannah. What sort of stage in Sophie's Encore are we at?
We're sort of just after the midpoint, so Sophie and Dan are together in a cottage with various other people, who shan't be named at this point, because I'd be giving away too much.
Absolutely.
Dan's not been very well, and he wants to have a private moment with Sophie.
Private moment. Are you ready for this, Anna Maria?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're in chapter 42.
Oh, the secret of the universe.
Oh, indeed. Good choice. Okay. My bedroom door opened slowly and Dan crept in. All thought of sleep forgotten, I flicked the light back on and was met by an astonishing sight. There was Dan, the rock star, legend for his antics on and off stage, clad in a demure pair of checked pyjamas with a button-up top and a mismatched, stripy dressing gown. His feet were stuffed into fluffy slippers and he clutched a bottle of and two glasses in his hands. "Come on," he whispered. "Dinner is served." I giggled and left my bed, grabbing my own stripy dressing gown and a pair of thick socks. "What are you doing?" I breathed into his ear, but he simply took my hand and pulled me down the dark corridor toward the open-plan lounge. "Have a seat," he invited me and gestured at the dining table, which was once again laid, although only for two, complete with candles and napkins. He set down the bottle and glasses and scurried off to shut the lounge door so he wouldn't alert Peter. While he busied himself in the kitchen, I basked in the heat from the fire, which Dan had restoked, and observed my rock star with some degree of amusement. Within a few minutes, he brought a dish of smoked salmon bites to the table, followed by crusty bread, a cheese board, various cold meats, olives, pickled anchovies, and prawns with some sort of aioli dip. He popped the cork on the bottle of champagne, poured two glasses, and sat down, satisfied at last. "Now we can eat," he announced. "Tapas, what do you think?" I raised my glass. "Cheers," I giggled. "So that's what you meant earlier. I think it's amazing. It's like a midnight feast. I'm just waiting for Matron to discover us and give us detention. Why all the secrets, see?" Dan speared a prawn and added a mountain of cheese and bread to his plate. "Bless," he murmured, before explaining further. "I'm supposed to eat healthy, not lots, so Peter has taken it upon himself to reform the bad eating habits of a lifetime. Bless him, it's what he's paid to do. I've been going along with it, and I have to admit I'm feeling pretty good, but..." He grinned his schoolboy grin, took a big mouthful of food, washed it down with a large gulp of champagne, and finished his thought. "Gets boring, and I wanted to do something special with you, on my own." I burst out laughing, but quieted down when I saw the alarm on Dan's face. "Sorry," I whispered. "Peter's bedroom is right next door there," Dan whispered back, "and he's a light sleeper." "But I think we're okay," he resumed eating. "God, this is really difficult entertaining like this," I giggled softly. "Naughty, naughty us." "Ha! We're not naughty yet," Dan shot back, speaking softly as well. I was working up to that part.
I'm afraid that sort of set of audience applause is not good at all, really. But there we are. What did we make of that one, Holly?
Made me quite hungry.
Yeah, very good. Well, rock and roll.
I should say this was a shopping list for our after party, so...
Well, yeah. Funny you should mention that, Nikki, because we've had a little message in from April Morris, which she's responding to your crumble that you've made for the after-show party.
Uh-huh.
And she's put on Facebook, "Please, can you post the recipe?"
I will do.
And a follow-up message from Katie Grimerson saying she's got a list of rocking songs to request.
Excellent.
During the show.
Yeah, she's already sent a number
well.
Of sort of things. That's yeah. Astounding. Katie Grimerson, once again, demonstrating extraordinarily good Grimerson taste. Anyway, Katie, of course, couldn't be with us, but at least she's here in spirit. What did you make of the reading, Hannah? Do you think that's the sort of book you're going to say, yeah, I want that. I want that more.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, very
excellent. Critical that sort of comes through. It's good stuff there. So Anna Maria in Jersey. I mean, I realise home of Bergerac and so on. Rock and roll. The one night rock and roll moment in your... Are you moved to actually say, yeah, I want to find out more about Sophie's Encore?
Well, it's a sort of reading that lends itself to a bit of maybe televising. Mm-hmm. Has she ever thought of actually getting a small production team on it to actually enact the scene?
Why a small production team, Anna? Why not just a massive sort of all guns blazing production team?
Anna Maria, I dream of going all the way to Hollywood. I'm just waiting for somebody to knock on my door and say, "You're going to be the next Bridget Jones," and I'm going to say, "Rock on!"
Let's face it.
It's Yay!
Bridget Jones with a rock-lit chick-lit sort of twist, basically.
Well, absolutely.
Anything else you'd like to ask the team? What about herbs and such like? Because, Hannah, Jersey obviously blessed with herbs. Have you ever been to Jersey? Have you thought about heading down there?
No, went to Guernsey and went to Sark.
I think we've sort of worked through that, etc. Yeah. Obviously gearing up for the NAHS Autumn Flower Show, which is great stuff from that point of view. So any questions you'd like to put to Anna about herbs you might be sort of thinking about?
At the moment, it's a good time for harvesting berries. Elderberries and hawthorn berries are just starting to come out as well, so if you fancy going out to get any of those, it'd be a good time to get them.
All sorted there. You've gone very quiet. Speechless from Jersey. Amazing.
We have a lighthouse in the bottom left-hand corner of our map. And that area is absolutely brilliant for wild blackberry picking. And you see these sort of people with carrier bags and literally raiding all the hedgerows with their blackberries to...
Oh, good for them. It's definitely blackberry season.
Good idea, actually. Lovely.
All adds its perfection in its own unique, inimitable way. So much to actually work through. We still have Jane King from Farmers Weekly joining us. We've got Nick Elliott, Lee Landrum, Bert Bulos, and, of course, your good self, dear listener. How are the Facebook thing looking, Ed?
It's looking very good. Yeah, we've got quite a few likes. Who's liked this? Jane. We've got Jane now. Jane Risden, Nikki, has come in to say hello.
Jane!
Would you like to say hello, Jane, Anna Maria? Because, obviously, you are
hello,
the legendary.
Jane.
Nice.
Hello, Jane.
I think Jersey has a special relevance to Jane, but I'm not at liberty to disclose any more than that.
I say, I would. Yeah, just goes to show where things are going to. Anna Maria, Stone Roses, Dandy Warhols, or Kasabian? Where do you want to go?
Andy Warhol.
Yeah, none of... nice line. Very, very good. You know, I think that's genius stuff. Unfortunately, doesn't really... That's so left field. It's like past the Kremlin and woof, you know, at the other side of the country, really. I'll say again, Stone Roses, great Manchester band, well worth playing. Dandy Warhols, wonderful sort of band as well. Or Kasabian, all right.
Actually, Kasabian. Go for that.
Really?
You're serious.
You're actually going to go for Kasabian as opposed to the Stone Roses?
I think Alex was trying to drop some very heavy hints there.
Okay, seriously.
Please, Holly, what are the last two questions we need to put to our top Jersey correspondent?
Anna, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Wonderful, actually. Thank you very much.
Has it helped? Whereabouts are you in Jersey, by the way?
Well, you won't believe this. I'm in a cafe above Marks and Spencer's.
Very good. Other shops are available.
In the high street.
We believe that.
But it's the main high street, which is the only main high street in Jersey, actually. So, yes.
Needs a rock star, clearly. And the next question.
And can we hope to hear you from you again next week?
You can indeed. Yeah. No worries. Yeah. Okay.
There you are, you see. Magical. All sorted through.
I just want to love one when he tells me. Okay?